Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Real excited to welcome our next guest to our program. Dawn McLean is making her first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. If you have not heard music from Dawn before, where you guys are going to really enjoy today, because she's bringing us her single, Can't Call It Love. We're going to talk to her not only about the single, but also let you guys know how you can be able to share the music as well. Dawn, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me on, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you, not only, of course, on the single, but also on the project Life is Beautiful. And for you, life definitely has been beautiful, Dawn. I've been keeping up with you through social media, how you've been able to not only share your music, but also to see the response from your fans. You know, as you're looking at this project and you're looking at this single, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the single?
It's actually been quite amazing. You always, you know, as an artist and a writer and performer, you always wonder if your next project is going to top the previous one. And especially with being an independent artist, where, you know, everything is really word of mouth or push on your own. You don't have the big, you know, corporate pushing you. So you're always concerned, like, okay, are they going to feel it? And to see the responses, people are sharing it, people are playing it. It's, man, it's like a dream come true.
Well, you know, I think the other great thing, Dawn, is that you have been able to open up yourself to your fans and allow them to get to know the woman behind the music. Was that an important decision for you to make, to get them to let them see that what you were singing about, what you were feeling, is really you?
Yes. I try to approach my music like a consumer or like a fan. I want to know about the person. I want to make sure they know what I'm going through. I always wanted my music to, the listener, to be able to identify with what I was talking about. So it's very important. And I don't mind sharing my life lessons because they're just that, lessons. And what helped, you know, what I went through is going to help somebody else make it out. So it's just great to be an open book.
Yeah, you definitely have been that. So let's go back to the beginning. All great things do have a beginning. What was it about music, Dawn, that spoke to you, that made you say, you know what, this is what I'm supposed to be doing?
Man, the response of, you know, the feeling I get of just getting on stage or getting in the studio and recording and hearing it back, to get the feedback, to have someone tell me that, man, I'm feeling that song, it's just real. What made me know I was supposed to do it? I've been singing since I was in, professionally since I was in high school. And just seeing the reactions of my classmates and then having adults come up to me and winning talent shows and getting to travel doing this, that's how I knew this is really, it's what brings me joy. And to me, anything that brings you joy is what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. I totally agree with that, Dawn. I think that is so true for all of us. I think regardless of what our profession might be. So now here you are,
exactly,
of course, with this project and with this single. And, you know, again, as I said, I was keeping up with you on social media as I was prepping for the segment. And I think the other great thing is the appreciation comes through. The appreciation not just for your fans, Dawn, but also appreciation for where your music has taken you. Do you think that's what's kept you grounded, realizing that it really is a blessing that you've been given?
Yes, that has kept me grounded. My personal faith and belief has kept me grounded. Being a ovarian cancer survivor has kept me grounded. Like, I just think life itself is so precious.
Yeah.
If you appreciate life, no matter what situation you're in, that's going to keep you grounded in itself, because you understand you have a purpose, especially when you make it through something as horrendous as that.
Exactly. I think that is so true, and I'm glad that you mentioned that about being a cancer survivor. I saw that on your website, theartistdonmclain.com, and I think, you know, it's part of that story that, again, goes back to the realness. As you talked about being an open book, it's part of that that people are able to see. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited today to welcome Dawn McClain to our program. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you guys. We're going to be hearing the single here in a moment, Can't Call It Love, and let you guys know how you can get it for yourself through her website and also online. You know, social media has really literally opened up the world, Dawn, for all of us. As an artist, what is it like for you to not only, you know, be able to see your fans as you're doing events, but then to know that with a few clicks, you're literally able to talk to the world?
Man, at first, when social media started being the main way to get your music heard, you know, most people were like, oh, it's going to be a nightmare, it's scary. But the fact that, like I said, with me not being under a corporate umbrella of music, just a click on social network, my music can be heard in Japan and in Australia and in Germany and Switzerland. I don't literally have to have, I don't have to pay someone else to get it over there like that. The best thing so far in my career right now is having PR, having KL PR Group represent me, and just learning what I've learned from, you know, Kathy has helped out a lot. But social networking is so important, especially if you know how to work it for the business angle.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We definitely thank Kale for setting up this conversation today. She's always been great to work with. But I think, too, you know, going back to the theme of this project, you know, it's your appreciation for life, Dawn, that really comes through. I think even in the soulfulness of the song that we're going to hear, and also through others that people can sample on your website, I think, you know, that's what people sing. So when you think about that project, Life is Beautiful. I mean, it's not just, I think, the title. I think it really is the way to live our lives. Do you think that also has been your case, that considering what you've gone through, considering what you've overcome, that for you every day life is beautiful?
Yes. It was also the fact that, you know, you're not alive if you don't go through pain as well as joy. If you don't experience sorrow as well as overwhelming happiness, you're not alive. If you don't experience anger or frustration, you know, life itself, everything that orchestrates your day is life, and that's what makes it beautiful. You know, knowing that you can overcome anything, that you can really do just about anything you put your mind to, that you can affect someone's life for good, and, you know, for some, even for bad. But those are the things that make life. You know, this, I really believe we are spiritual beings having a fleshly or earthly experience.
Yeah.
And so with that, that's, to me, being able to walk this earth, see, smell, feel, the full senses is what makes life beautiful. And that's what I wanted to express in this, on this project, that everything. I have songs about falling in love. I have songs about breaking up. I have songs about people playing games with your heart. I have songs about, you know, making love. I mean, all those things make your life beautiful.
Right, exactly. And that's what people are able to see. If you're just now hearing about Dawn McClain, you guys are really in for a treat. Here is her single that I was mentioning earlier, Can't Call It Love. We'll be back with our final moments with Dawn right after this.
Damn. He's calling me. No, I shouldn't go.
Father, be proud of. everything around the sparkles. Can't believe we're really doing this. In the backseat of an alley, or in the bathroom in a restaurant. CIA worth your family. Cake and ice cream is all you want.
With Can't Call It Love right here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking with Dawn today not only about the journey in music, but what it's been like for her to see the way that her fans have been responding. You know, I think, you know, the great thing about you, Dawn, is we're able to see it even through your website and the music that people are able to get a sample of there, is that you are definitely one of those artists that is able and willing to be able to really take risks, to take chances. Has that been part of the fun of doing music, that you've been able to do what you want to do as an artist?
Yes, it actually has, and that's what people always say to me. Well, are you trying to get a major deal? And I can honestly say no, because I like being able to have the creative, have creative control, be me, not what someone in a control room says, oh, this is what they want to hear. No, I get to be me, and to me, I'm actually getting to be true to my predecessors. You know, I'm a fan of Patti LaBelle. I'm a fan of Gladys Knight and Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, and the list goes on. And I feel like I'm able to still give, you know, do justice to the songs that I write or even perform, because they're who I watch. And I want to keep it organic. I want to keep the true essence of soulful singing alive. And if that means taking those risks and putting my hand out there and getting it popped or burned, I could take that, because I've been blessed with two hands. I heal pretty good. So I could turn around and do it again. And, you know, I just won't put it on the same side to get burned or slapped again. I'll just flip it on over, you know. But I'm enjoying this journey that I've had so far, and it has just been a blessing. And I'm still traveling. I'm still traveling on this journey of music. So, man, it's just exciting.
Well, you know what? You have a lot to be excited about, Dawn. We know this is only, you know, just part of the journey for you. So much is to come for you because of the gift that you have. Again, everyone, Dawn McClain is our guest. We've been talking to her not only about her journey in music, but also her journey in life and why life is beautiful. You guys can stay connected with Dawn on her website at www.theartistdawnmcclain.com is where you guys can go there. She also, of course, is available on social media. You can find her on Twitter. We actually tagged her there at the Artist Dawn is where you guys can find her there, and then she's also on Facebook as well. You know, Dawn, congratulations to you, not only, of course, on this single, but also on how you're showing people that they can find success just by following their heart and doing the work and knowing that the rest is going to take care of itself. And we hope you'll come back. We'd love to share it with you again.
Oh, thank you for having me on, and I would be honored to come back on the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, we thank you. And we thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. Our radio audience, you guys stay with us. More is to come right here on 106 Live Radio out of Atlanta. But for those joining us, of course, online, thank you so much for being with us for this segment. If you guys came in late, don't worry. The entire show will be available for you guys via podcast. Just a few moments as we go off the air, all you have to do is go to our radio website, or you can go to our social media links. We actually tagged Dawn there. Go over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.